Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 20 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio. I'm your host, Suzanne Thibault, and today we're talking about gratitude and thankfulness, the door to peace and abundance, with our special guest, Brenda Roberts. Brenda is an American businesswoman yogi living in the San Diego, California area. She's been a practicing meditator and a disciple of the Paramahansa Yogananda for nearly 50 years. Welcome, Brenda. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne, for having me. I'm glad I'm here too.
Awesome. I look forward to talking with you about Yogananda. Most listeners may not be familiar with what that is, and we look forward to learning all about what you do and everything. And I know part of what you do, you call everyday spirituality. Where did that term come from, and what do you mean by it?
Well, Suzanne, one day I was challenged to come up with two words that would sum up all that I had deep knowledge of and that I could share with others. So what came out of the angst and the soul searching for just two words to cover my five decades of being on an inner spiritual journey was everyday spirituality. Finally, it came.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was perfect because living the interior life as a seeker and lover of God is a 24/7 activity.
Yeah, it sure is.
And it encompasses so many concepts and attitudes and efforts. And so one such concept and attitude and effort is that of gratitude, which is our topic for today.
So Brenda, how do you think gratitude plays an important role within our spiritual lives?
Well, it's a very big concept and it's a very important one, I feel. But I'd like to say that it's not only important in an individual's personal journey, but I think there's a far-reaching part of it for what it portends for increased world peace. And while that's another discussion, I just want to bring out that point, because as the individuals become more peaceful and grounded, there's going to be a lot less trouble in the world. So,
That's so true.
Just say that much.
Yeah.
Today, Suzanne, I'd like to set the stage or the foundation for a discussion about gratitude with a couple of premises and then go on to look at it from a few perspectives.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so, you know, as with anything in life, there are degrees or levels of involvement, and we experience differing degrees of growth, of awareness, insight, and practice. And we evolve through expanding levels of understanding and implementation. And that applies to everything we do in life. And it also is the case with gratitude. And most people don't consider that it's a process.
I think you're right. I think we go through walking our spiritual journey and going through different experiences and things, but we never think that gratitude may also have some different degrees. So let's learn about it.
Okay. So these differing levels have mainly to do with four major influences: consciousness, environment, desire, and will. And these are all important yogic concepts, but also they are a part of the universal, timeless, eternal verities. I'm talking about big and forever. And these universal timeless elements are what I speak about in my upcoming book series, The Way of the Mystics, Understanding the Inner Journey for Seekers and Lovers of God.
Oh, wonderful. When is your book coming out?
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. It's currently being written.
Actually, I'm hoping realistically within the next 2 months.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, we'll all look forward to that. I'm sure it'll be filled with wonderful information.
Yes.
All right. But back to gratitude.
Yeah.
So what are these different levels of gratitude?
Okay. So let's look, remembering the four major influencing factors of consciousness, environment, desire, and will. And in the end, Suzanne, what it boils down to is what those factors are focused on.
So that's a wonderful concept, but could you put it into context through something maybe you've experienced or how that works?
Let me say it this way. In the spiritual life, as the seeker becomes more intent, more adept, more aware and committed to the pursuit of God union, the consciousness expands and gratitude becomes both deeper and more constant, and it becomes all-encompassing.
So
we're talking about a process. We're not talking about a five-step process. We're talking about something that grows and morphs and gets deeper. Gratitude gets deeper as it becomes a deeply felt interior state. It's just not saying, thank you, God. You
know? Right. And so now I better understand what you mean by factors. It means that when you're focusing more on your connection with God, that's when your consciousness does expand and your gratitude becomes deeper because of the factor of focusing more on God. I got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it becomes more constant because when it's that deep, it lives within and becomes a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes one's worldview in the largest sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the other part of that, when I said it becomes all-encompassing, at that level of understanding, and I think this is really important to bear in mind, that finally, gratitude becomes so all-encompassing because at that level of understanding comes an intuitive knowledge of being cared for and loved by the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to understand that everything, even the hard and sorrowful things, becomes an avenue to growth, to one's highest good. And at that stage, everything becomes an avenue to deeper attunement with the divine. And so deep conscious gratitude brings inner peace and personal harmony, really at a depth that can only be experienced and not fully articulated because it is so endemic to the person when you've cultivated it.
Right. And it's a personal experience you're having too, yes. Which can be hard to express on how that feels to you. But I can tell you through my own experiences in forging my relationship with God that you truly do reach that state of deeper gratitude for all the divine support you have in your life. Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. So those different levels of gratitude are just fascinating. Can you give us some examples of those different levels?
Yes. And no.
Okay.
Every soul's journey is unique, as you know.
Yeah. But
there are some elements that are universal and timeless that go beyond any boundary of distinction. That is, there are elements of the inner spiritual journey which transcend religious, cultural, gender, and all other boundaries of distinction. And these universal timeless elements are a part of the way of the mystics. They are present and have been present in the lives of everyone who has ever sought, loved, and found God. So gratitude is one of those universal elements. It's a part of the way of the mystics. It's a part of every spiritual journey. So it's not just something nice to have.
Right.
It's really important. And I think it's important to bring out that these elements, whether it's gratitude or something else, don't happen for everyone in the same chronological order, mm-hmm. or in the same degree or intensity or frequency, because each soul is unique and their journey Godward is unique. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a sliding bar or a vortex of awareness instead of five steps to real gratitude, so to speak.
You right. know? Right. So, don't you feel that when you when you're having a close relationship with God, that the gratitude comes more naturally too? You don't really think about it. It just flows from your heart, your gratitude.
Yes. Yes. And that's one of the higher expressions of gratitude, because it's based on love, on trust, on faith, on awareness, on a personal relationship with God. And that's something that not everyone comes into when they first come to the spiritual path. And if one has not awakened to their spiritual self and needs, gratitude might be relegated only to an exceptional meal or a win at sport or,
right. right.
or a promotion, or you know what, even a significant other, while the blush of surface attraction is at its peak. Mm-hmm. So at that stage, if they're not awakened to their spiritual self, it's usually gratitude for something that brings us temporary pleasure. And it might not be conscious gratitude.
Gotcha. I see.
On the next kind of level, if you will, or the flow of it, if one is beginning on the spiritual path, then depending on the circumstance, gratitude can take a different twist. So when we're talking about gratitude, we're not talking about a static thing. We're talking about something that's living and moving and growing. And so if you're just beginning on the spiritual path, the different twist, it might be usually those previous temporary pleasures are no longer satisfying. And so again, what it is we are grateful for changes, and perhaps we're grateful for an insight or an inner feeling of well-being, or an answer to a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Or again, that gratitude grows as the spiritual consciousness grows. And as one moves along in the search for God awareness, gratitude usually grows into an increased state of inner peace. And I think that's what you were alluding to. That's your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always expressed consciously. It could just be feeling happy to have found a way out of the angst that usually pushes us to take the journey in the first place.
Right.
We can just feel so gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be in that horrible place. Mm. But you know, or you may know, once the honeymoon is over on the spiritual path and the work begins, then the challenges come. And that's the time when we can lose sight of being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So to take that a step further, Suzanne, I have seen and certainly experienced that once path and you've gotten to that honeymoon place is over and the challenges come and you're working at your spiritual life, there are four main reasons why we lose sight of being grateful. And they're connected. And I think having this overview is important because it gets us out of our habitual thought of self.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to share those four things because I think they're important.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So the first one is The reason we lose sight of being grateful is when we believe deep down that we've been mistreated or handed a wrong bill of affairs in our lives or gotten something that we didn't deserve. When we have this view, it's like looking out of a tinted window, and everything, every perception is framed and colored by that window, and the world is not a happy place.
Yes, I have experienced that myself.
Yes,
those perceptions, yes.
Absolutely. And you know, to be aware that there's movement on the path and these things are natural and normal is really liberating to remember.
Yes, it can be hard to remember to be grateful when you're going through the challenging stuff, that you are shifting and moving forward. You can kind of lose sight of that. I'm speaking just from my own personal experience, even recently, of going through some challenging times, feeling like nothing was ever going to change. And there was, gratitude wasn't even on my mind. And then I was just complaining and feeling sorry for myself. But once I shifted my perspective and I'm like, okay, I can see what God's trying to do and create in my life. I need to relax and really appreciate the work that's being done. And
fantastic.
When she, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. And that so mirrors these four points. And and you've said it so nicely, I think probably because it's so fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the second reason that we tend to lose sight of being grateful is a couple more things. One is that we believe that others or outside conditions are to blame for some deficiency in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, if we really analyze it, Suzanne, this deficiency that we feel is a deficiency of feeling not loved, not cared for, and not appreciated. Mm-hmm. So when we get into that mindset, then we move into number three, which is it's a state of being obsessed with ourselves. And we feel sorry for ourselves, as you said. Mm-hmm. Or we could feel guilty, or we could feel unworthy. And in the end, you know, all this fretting and worrying and complaining and moaning and whining, it's all about us, about what we're not getting. And the emphasis is on the little self instead of, as you did, turning the consciousness toward God and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And the last reason is, and I don't think many appreciate this or understand it, is that when we continue to affirm the lack we perceive in our lives, we relive it constantly.
Right.
this complaining and everything is an affirmation of a lack that we're perceiving, and so it does. It's so harmful, you know, to the spiritual journey. In a way, once you're on the path and you've made that determination, nothing really gets in your way, but boy, you can get sidetracked, you know?
You sure can. Yeah. Yes, you can. But the good news is, if you really want to have that relationship with God, then you can learn to trust that things will shift eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that gets you over the hump, but I think there's something equally important to remember, and it's worth writing down somewhere, putting a sign up or whatever it takes to have the consciousness be aware. And that important thing is to know that these challenges that we go through are the very challenges that offer victorious spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the challenges that offer us deep and lasting personal harmony if we understand and adopt the perception that we are perfectly cared for. And it's
yes.
such a big thing, you know?
Yes. Post-it notes on your bathroom mirror work group.
Or anywhere else in a drawer.
In your car, yes.
In your dish cupboard, whatever it takes.
Right.
To remind that consciousness has been in the habit of, for so long, I think for all of us, when we, the pre-spiritual path activity. And, this overcoming victim consciousness is a popular psychological trend, but overcoming this victim consciousness is really far-reaching when it comes to spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And one wise yogi said that we either need or deserve whatever comes to us. Now, that's a sobering thought, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, boy.
Whoa. You can't feel sorry for yourself with that one.
No, you cannot. And that can be a hard pill to swallow, too.
Yes. And someone else said, if it's in your way, it is your way. And I love that one.
Yeah, that's good.
And then another one said, and I love this one too, that if we feel we're being mistreated, we're accusing God of not managing our lives properly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But the reality is, these are the challenges where we can build our spiritual muscles and get free from the thoughts that limit and bind us and tie us to the small ego consciousness of I need mine. I mean, it's a journey, you know?
Yes, it is. One thing lately I've been telling myself is I don't underestimate God. I don't underestimate the power of love because God always wins and love always wins. So
yes. And you see what you're doing there, Suzanne, is you are thinking about God instead of thinking about self.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key.
Don't you think that also helps you when you put your focus more on God? It helps get you out of your head and out of your own way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think when you, I can't give you the exact quote, but it went something like, when the ego steps in, God steps out.
Yeah.
So the whole of this is to keep conscious on the spiritual path, keep
mm-hmm.
and to remember God, because we've forgotten the big picture. We've forgotten, even those of us that are committed to the spiritual journey, we have forgotten our own divine nature as a child of God. We've lost the awareness that God is our loving mother, our protective and wise father, our divine friend and best well-wisher, and our divine beloved. We've forgotten all of that. And conscious gratitude helps us remember. It helps us get closer to God.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And my guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, said, relative to this, the part of the title that talks about, this talk that talks about abundance, this is what he said about that. The all-sufficient one does not need our thanks, however heartfelt. But when we are grateful to him, our attention is concentrated for our highest benefit upon the great source of all supply.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so you have to keep affirming the beauty of being on the spiritual path, even when it's hard,
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in these levels of gratitude, what would you say is the highest level?
Okay. I'm going to answer that in two ways. First of all, if our listeners would like to receive a list of my recommended reading for deepening devotion in the inner life and for supporting the practice of the highest level of gratitude, they can email me at everydayspirituality.brenda, and that's Brenda, everydayspirituality.brenda@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to send them not only the recommended list, but also detailed instructions on how to increase the practice and depth of conscious gratitude.
Well, that's a wonderful gift. Thank you.
I'm happy to share it. I hope everybody emails me.
Yeah.
Now, to answer your question in another way, the highest levels of gratitude, one is grateful for everything in an expanded way that defies strict definition. In other words, the promotion, the companion, the sport, you know, all the things we talked about that were there before you got on the spiritual path, that's all still appreciated, but it's appreciated from a spiritual consciousness, from an expanded consciousness. Mm-hmm. And life becomes then purposeful and a soulfully rewarding adventure. And after that, there's a lot more, actually. It goes way beyond the things of normal perception, this gratitude, and normal articulation. And I have one quote I wanted to share with you that I think is an example of one of the highest levels of gratitude.
Okay.
A quote by George Herbert, a 17th century English mystic. And he wrote, "Thou hast given so much to me." I can hardly get through this.
Aww.
Let me start again.
Okay.
"Thou hast given so much to me. Give me one thing more. A grateful heart, not thankful when it pleaseth me, as if thy blessing had spare days, but such a heart whose pulse may be thy praise."
Oh, that's beautiful.
So beautiful. Just this poetic, deep felt, all-encompassing gratitude is a state that we can come to if we practice and kind of just try to be aware, whatever it takes.
It takes everyday spirituality.
Exactly.
Yes.
Better myself.
Yeah.
So, Susanna, I would like to close, if we can, with this reminder from my guru, Paramahansa Yogananda.
Okay, sure.
Yoganandaji said, "Thanksgiving and praise opens in your consciousness the way for spiritual growth and supply to come to you. Spirit pushes itself out into visible manifestation as soon as a channel is opened through which it can flow. You should be thankful for everything at all times and realize that all power to think and speak and act comes from God, and that He is with you now, guiding and inspiring you."
Well, that's a beautiful close to our conversation, because I believe a lot of people out there are feeling separation, and we are not alone and we are not separated. That's a false perception. So reach out your hand and say, "God, I need your help," and you will receive help.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's there already. It's just that we have to open the channel and be receptive.
Right. Right. You have to be the one to take that first step and say, "Yes, I want a relationship. Help me through my life, please." Yeah. And then there's no looking back, because God will guide you, and you won't believe the places you'll go and the things you'll see and do.
It's ever new joy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for this wonderful conversation about gratitude today. I certainly learned a lot, and I know our listeners will too. I appreciate you. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that? Do you have a website?
Not at this moment. It's being built as we speak.
Okay, and so then email.
That email, yes, everydayspirituality.brenda@gmail.com.
Yes, so send, if you're looking to grow your practice of gratitude, send her an email, ask for her recommended readings and tips, and she's happy to help you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Brenda, for imparting your great yogi wisdom with us today.
Okay.
And I thank you, all of our listeners, for being here today and listening in. And remember, all things are possible through love. So get out there and live life.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.